чем по природе, какова структура?
What was the nature? What is the structure of this place of paradise? Juan Matus told about the places of power as about holes in space. One has to understand that these holes in a given aeon reveal other aeons. This is a fully adequate description, though another description is also correct. One can say that it's a protrusion of other aeons into the given aeon. A larger density of them on the surface of Earth. Also, we know that there are other kinds of the origin of places of power. It can be Mahadharmas of divine teachers, it can be technogenic places of power, usually they are negative. For example, powerful transformers, there are anthropogenic places of power, they can be negative as well. For example, if a company of hellish people built a fire and have a meal, then on this place become a negative place of power for a long time. There is a lot of different reasons. There are places of power like a tunnel that connects two points on the surface of Earth. Sometimes it's very long, up to 1,000 kilometers, and sometimes it's 100 meters. There is a large variety. And this place of power was a protrusion of the aeon of Purusha onto the surface of Earth. And we were able to enter paradise with our bodies. There is also possibility on the place of power to enter the abode of the Creator with the body. I don't know such places where there is a protrusion of the abode on the surface of the earth. There is the place of Osiris, but there the protrusion is not above the surface. There the abode is very close to the surface. It's almost reached the surface. But one can enter the abode also with physical body. But to do this, he has to get used to live in the abode. I am going to show you how to do it, and those of you who can do it with me. Yes, we have studied, our divine teachers showed to us many methods of entering the abode of the Creator, and it gave us sustainability, self-reliance for the moment of parting with body, which may happen not necessarily on the positive place of power. It's a safety margin. We know about 20 methods of entering the abode, starting from the classical method, Jesus' meditation, the cross, and up to the methods of Idam, of any of divine teachers. They give their forms, and with the help of this form, by feeling it, one can very easily enter the abode if he has a surplus of consciousness in the first Brahmanic aeon. It depends on the quantity of consciousness, on the mass of consciousness, the volume of consciousness. Consciousness grows, we talked about this, consciousness grows, and when it reaches large quantities, one can say that it has enough power to cross freely the borders between eons, and those who settled in the first Brahmanic eon easily can enter the abode. And those who easily enter the abode, they for sure, there is a little chance that any one of us who are present here will turn back as a result of a negative factor, will turn back and lose his settlement in the abode.